magic, an evil wizard named Endarin laid claim to the kingdom of Saldoros, forcing the people to serve his whim. But a group of bumbling idiots... What? Oh, I mean heroes, struggle to oppose him. Have you ever wondered if everything you knew relied on a die roll? And what if that die roll was just awful? This is One Crit Blunders.
Are you just guessing that we're live now?
No, we're officially live now, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, everybody, welcome back to One Crit Blunders. I just rolled a one on this intro video. Anyway, I hope y'all are doing things amazingly out there. We're trying something new this time around. We did the intro video, and now we're going to do the player character intros and roll right into the game because we have a lot to cover and a short amount of time to do it in. So, without further ado, let's hit the top of the order. Amanda, do your thing.
Oh, crap. Okay. Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm playing Mary Cooper, the group's alchemist slash healer slash know-it-all. And I represent the podcast Multiclass Theater, the role-playing podcast with class. Check us out. Season 3 is about to begin.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been great up to this point. I'm excited. Moving to our next in order alphabetically would be Christina.
Hey, I'm Christina, and I am Silva. I am a tabaxi rogue, which, because, you know, what else would a cat do? So don't get sand on my fur. I don't like it.
And how about you, buddy?
Hello there. Welcome to, this thing. If you're watching live, thank you for watching live. You are on the Shattered Tabletop Games Twitch channel, which we stream Shattered Dungeons every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. There I run a lot of stories and get to do my favorite NPC's voice, which is a Gorik's voice! But tonight you get to see me as Zika, who may or may not have a full belly.
Full, like, eggs?
Ew.
We will certainly find out at the one point, maybe.
Oh, good. Next up on our list would be Jason.
Hey! I'm Jason. I don't have a podcast. I'm an actor, and I like sand in all my different body parts and places.
Oh my!
If I'm Lagan,
including your newly reformed stump.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, good segue. And I play Tyr, who is a godman with only one hand. Or does he? Is it?
Is it? Joke's on That's you. It was a foot. That is correct.
that is correct.
Yeah. Oh, man. And Joe, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Ray. Everybody, I'm Joe Cahill. I represent War of the Stars and a whole bunch of other stuff, including this one. I don't know how I got to be representing this one. But tonight, I, of course, will be playing Elwyn Cellrider, or Earthstrider, our wonderful, wonderful paladin. Or is he?
He is certainly my best friend.
I've noticed a theme here. there's a whole lot of "or is it" going on here. Not sure how I feel about that. That's it. Scrap the campaign. We're starting over.
Or are you?
Or breakfast. Or is it?
Or it. It is. It is. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. And I'm Rachel. I'm playing Tanya Swiftstone, a Echo Knight fighter person, Earth Genasi thingy. And I represent words.
But also recommend. Both.
But also recommend, yes. D&D Raw Podcast. And it is an actual play as well as a rules discussion podcast that we do weekly releases and just various different things. We're coming up at the end of a Orenthal Redux and we'll be starting season 2.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Oh.
Now, tonight we have a special guest with us. He's in rare dragon form this time around, but if you've been keeping an eye on our Facebook, you may have seen a little promotional blurb about it. But joining us tonight is Chris Ferguson. How are you tonight, sir?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I am Chris Ferguson. I am from Mother Russia, and I do not talk like this at all. I am super humbled to be here, guys. Thanks. Should I, like, introduce myself and stuff?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay, so, look, I'm a bit of a voice actor myself, and you can find me at chrisfergusonvo.com. And then I think we met somehow because of Facebook or something, and... we have a mutual thing. We stream D&D.
Yeah.
So I'm different, though, because I'm super new to it, and I call myself the humbled and yet very confused Dungeon Master. So there is that. And here I be. I will be playing Nosy the Goblin Cleric.
Nice. Fantastic. And I'm going to let you in on a little DM secret. You never not become confused. That is something that stays with you forever. I am Ray, the confused and crazy DM of this wild ragtag group of heroes. That's right. I used air quotes. I ain't ashamed of that. I represent the Leo Effects podcast. I play Shattered Dungeons with Dave. I play some D&D with all these fine folks. I do War of the Stars with Joe. I mean, all over the place. But you are here to check out One Crit Blunders, the only place handing out negative XP, and watch me botch these intros. All right. So the real super quick version of what happened last time, you all made your way through a snowy tundra, got abruptly and forcefully kidnapped by some giants.
Oh, whoa, you skipped the bugs.
Yeah, no, this is the quick version. All right, you guys ate bugs, okay? You ate bugs.
We ate bugs. And bears.
Ah, yes, bears. The bears.
So
yes.
Inside your belly, it was bugbears.
Bugbears. Delicious and nutritious. After being dragged to the town in which all of these giants lived, you met with their leader, who, despite your best efforts to convince him that you are followers of Vecna and have the hand and all these other cool gadgets and gizmos, they said, nope. We're throwing you in the arena anyway. So our adventure this evening begins in a cell. It is a quite large cell, probably in the realm of 40 feet by 40 feet, a barred cell. It's got hay strewn all over it, matted areas where people have died and bled out, also used as a restroom, things of that nature. You are all still devoid of any mundane items, but you still retain all of your magical stuff that you had from before.
My crowbar.
yes, your crowbar is in fact missing. And we're going to kick this thing off with a roll, because someone will roll a one. I need you all to roll a perception check.
Do you...
This is a nice hotel you've put us in.
Ooh.
I came close.
Ooh. Yeah.
I see things.
Christina with a 2.
That was just sad.
Loving it. All right.
Tanya, you have 2 hands?
Yes.
Oh, jealous.
You have 2 hands now, sort of.
Well,
kind of.
Proto hand.
Correct.
That is correct. Let's see. So, Tyr and Mary. I could see Mary, but I don't know why Tyr noticed. But as you all are taking in everything that's going on around you, the two of you actually notice a small lump in the hay that's kind of wiggling a little bit. like kind of moving around something underneath it, almost like it's burrowing, kind of.
Lunch, yeah.
Right, what is that? Mary points right at it and shouts, "Something's in the hay! Something's in the hay!"
You grab it!
Tyr said it's lunch.
You've got the mechanical hand, or whatever it is.
All right, fine. I will reach and grab it with my hand. I grab it!
Which hand, wait, though?
The gross hand. One.
The gross one. I was going to say, when did it become mechanical? Like, yeah. When did that happen?
Mary assumes everything is mechanical.
Okay, that's fair. Hand.
She's an artist.
Yeah, that's it. That's his strong hand, remember? He uses it for magic and mashed potatoes.
I grab it and I give it a little squeeze.
Yeah. Roll a strength check for me. Nosy, with your perception check of 15, mm-hmm. although this is kind of a guarantee.
Yeah.
You had noticed that waking up from a nap, there appears to be a whole mess of new people making a bunch of racket in your cell. You have been in here for approximately a week, awaiting your chance to face the challenge in the arena and earn your freedom. The giants don't necessarily starve you, but it's not exactly like great food either, and it's certainly not enough for that goblin appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're just kind of like rolling around, waking up, a weird, like, super cold, kind of clammy hand grabs hold of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like squeezing you like a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Ow! What the Wow! Let down! Let Nursey down!
Dear, you have found some kind
hey,
of
hey, is your
gerbil.
Hand making a move on you? Because that's not okay.
We have established boundaries with necrotic hands.
It's the chick who licks herself.
Uh-huh. At least mine is clean.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
Charming
just,
clean. Yeah, so
looking this, around.
The lump in the hay like kind of screams at you a little bit, and as it falls away,
you see a little bit of a confused and scared and angry goblin, and is say about 3 feet tall exactly. Yellow and blue eyes, and his hair's black and slicked back. He's got a little tattoo of a mask symbol on his arm, and he's just wearing whatever they spared him at the time, which I'll just leave that to theater of the mind.
So when you say slick back like greasy salesman slick back, or...
Yeah, like,
sweet.
Like, low-key?
Awesome.
Now everyone is face-to-face with a goblin.
Do we have any, knowledge of goblins from our little podunk town?
That's exactly what I was about to say. None of you have seen a goblin before.
Oh, shit. Don't kill me.
It's a giant lizard. Burn it.
What an interesting snake you have found here.
It's very smelly.
What does it taste like?
More smelly than us.
I don't want to eat it. No. I will break its neck.
I'm not
That's a
big
very appealing.
Calm down.
Right, I drop it back into the...
You can talk? You are a talking snake? A plump, bipedal talking snake?
And what am I looking at with this?
You are looking at a man who is snake-like because he is very human, thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Never saw that before. Now, there's this goblin.
Right, you've never seen goblin before? We're like the most popular thing in D&D.
No, is that but meta? Is one of the goblin's special abilities breaking fourth walls?
Look, speaking of walls, can we get out of here? Nursey doesn't want to fight.
How long have you been in here?
How long is about 10 naps?
Depends. Do you like to sleep a long time or short time?
Nursey likes to sleep a long time.
Then that's easy. Oh, they're like 16
cat naps. Years. Actual cat naps. The little short things that people talk about are not true.
What is a cat?
I'm sorry, years. What? It's the perfection standing right in front of you. Oh my gosh, I've had it with the sky already.
So if you've been here since the dawn of time, have you tried to escape?
I've tried? Yeah, tried. Nurses
where did
tried.
You try?
I've tried, yeah, I just start pointing random places over there. I tried over there, and I tried over there.
Point us to your sketchiest wall in this place.
Yeah, he's really confused. This one! And just points right behind him.
Okay, question, like Ray.
Super mm-hmm. sketchy.
You said the room, one wall is bars, right?
It's like, it's four barred walls. It's a cage. Like, oh, it's a square cage. Yep.
Get it. Okay. can I try to cast my thing outside the cage?
Sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
What's the
Whoa. Family show. No, yeah. Your echo appears like outside of the cage.
My echo appears outside the cage?
Yep.
Does anything happen immediately after it appears? Like, 12 guards descend upon it, you know, with stabbing motions and...
Currently, no.
I would like to swap places with it, then.
Okay, you swap places with your echo.
I'm outside.
And you are now standing outside of the cage.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's very that was easy. Let us out now.
Yeah. Bye! No. what else is in the area?
Don't pull a Zika!
All right. On one side of the cage, there is a door. That is how they got you in there in the first place. The rest of the room seems just completely empty. It's cobblestone floor, stone walls, all that good stuff. Directly behind you is a set of massive double doors, obviously made for giants, 15 foot tall kind of area. But other than that, the only other thing that you notice from the outside of the cage is that the cage itself is pushed up against a wall, and it appears like that wall would slide up, allowing exit
from the back of the cage.
Yeah.
So the back of the cage is adjacent to the wall?
Oh shit, I did not mean to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, one side of the cage is up against the wall.
How far away? Like actually touching it?
Yeah, like touching it. You could put your hand on it.
All right, could I investigate?
Sure, it's a stone wall.
I don't know.
Easy peasy. Clearly a gladiator door thing. This thing's gonna open up, and we're gonna be shoved out into a terrible, terrible situation.
Mary the pessimist.
Probably. Can I walk up to the doors? Is there like a crack I can peek through? Just
yeah.
While she's investigating the wall and they're doing stuff, I'm basically just walking over and like.
Yeah, just from a quick peering through the door, you can see there's no less than six frost giants, kind of lining the stairs going up. They're basically watching this door. Nothing's coming out this way.
That they know of. How close are they?
Two of them are standing right next to the doors. The other two are about... They're like in pairs up the stairs. Okay. So the two closest to the door are probably a foot away or so, 10 feet away, 20 feet away.
Hey, you guys want to see something that would be comical and fun all at once?
Yes.
Sure.
Watch this. Zika walks up to the cage door. I can see one of the guards from my vantage point, correct?
No. The double doors are closed.
Yeah, I'm peeking through.
Gotcha. Okay. Never mind then. I have to, they have to see me. It's like a magic trick.
Is this your card?
Is there any sort of have we established there's no lock or any sort of mechanism on the cage to pick or open with a key?
There is, but it is on the outside, so at this point only Tanya would be able to get to it.
Yeah. So can we look for a key or something to pick the lock?
Certainly.
Sure.
Mary. Is 16 enough to see anything special, unusual?
Let's see, 16, you are messing around with that wall, and you do notice that this wall would move up. Some kind of mechanism would be able to pull it, and as you're kind of following and looking around trying to find it, you see that over on a wall that's kind of farthest away, there appears to be a kind of a nondescript lever.
A lever.
Lever. A.
This can only do good things. Pull it.
Oh.
How many times have I said that?
Well, I'm currently looking through the hole still, and you said the furthest ones are 20 feet away.
Right.
Can I look at them and see if there's a key ring on any of them, on either of them?
Yeah, roll investigation.
14.
No, they do not appear to have a key on them.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna turn back to the group, still in the cage, and go, do you guys want me to try something that could be dangerous?
How is that even
to you or us?
I want you to. Please do.
All of us. I don't know.
I believe I speak for all of us when I say for breakfast.
Yes. For breakfast. Okay. I'm going to look back through the hole because I have to be able to see the spot. Cast my echo behind the two at the top of the stairs.
Okay.
And have it be like. And just like whistle.
Yeah. This time, they immediately start spouting in their giant language and draw their weapons to attack the echo.
Okay. I'm going to I guess just have it start kind of like Benny Hill style running around trying to just confuse them and see what kind of chaos I can create. Yep.
Six guards on the stairs chase after the echo. It's one of those situations where, like, there's nothing, and then your echo kind of runs by, and then, like, all the giants, and then it comes back the other way.
Yeah, as soon as it reaches 30 feet away from me, it disappears, though, and I have to, like, recast it again and, have it come back towards us and then, like, disappear and then back. Like, I'm basically just having it run up and down the hall.
Right.
Like, to see what they do.
It's definitely causing mass chaos up there. You can hear many, many more giants now, though.
Awesome. While they're running around, do I see which one has a key?
Unfortunately, no, because the stairs go up.
Dang. I was hoping one of them would run by and I could see a key and be like, okay, Tom has the key. And I'd run back.
No.
Tom the Giant.
Tom the Giant. Well, yeah, obviously there's a Tom the Giant.
Well, yeah.
Obvs.
So, yeah, I'm probably just going to sit there and watch them half chase this thing around, trying to catch it or hit it or whatever, because they can't actually. It has, like, I think one hit point. So if they hit it, it just dissipates, and then I can spawn it again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're smacking it. It disappears. You pop it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just messing with them. Everybody else, like, you guys are all in the cage just kind of watching Tanya giggling over by the door with no idea what's going on at this point.
Yeah.
What is everyone in the cage doing?
How wide are the bars?
About a foot.
I'm little. Oh. Is there any possibility I can slip through them?
We could try a dexterity check.
Would some grease help?
I will never turn that down when it comes to sneaking and things. However, I will be licking myself for the next hour and a half. But sure.
You might want to use the mayo then.
Yeah, use the mayonnaise.
Oh, that'll be tasty. We'll do that.
We can spit on you.
I've seen what you do with that spit in that hand, and no, we're not going there.
I was thinking the grease spell, but the rubbing mayonnaise on a cat sounds way more fun.
It is.
Excuse me, a CLT.
All right. Is there a top to this cage?
Yep, a bar. It's got the same bars.
Well, I'm all out of ideas.
And I'm tapped out either.
That is going to be.
I say we spit on the cat and push it through.
Oh my god.
All right.
Wait, what are you guys doing back there?
Bye-bye,
pay no attention to us.
We're spitting on the cat. Hold on.
Oh, I want to join.
All right, one more option. Would acid melt these bars?
Oh, good.
It could. It very well could.
All right.
Move to the other end of the cage away from Mary.
Everybody stand back for a second. I'm going to try.
We saw how this happened last time.
Okay.
So does Mary have her supplies or anything? Or what did they take from us?
They took everything that is not magical.
Everything that's not magical? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, but while you are... I was going to say, well, Mary is preparing to acid spray the bars. Silva just kind of goes, scoop, and pops out from between the bars.
Well, I guess it is true. If it fits, they sits.
My box.
So now you're Silva's outside the bar. I'll be like, hey, come here. Want to see something funny?
Like, do over her.
And I'm going to like look through the door and recast my thing and have it run around again so she can see it.
Yep. You see the giants just losing their minds up there.
It didn't get me any intel that I wanted, which was who had the key.
I'm going to sneak up there and look.
Yeah.
I'm a sneak up there and see what they're doing.
You're right.
I'm going to use stealth.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll and go check that out.
What are you checking out? The lever?
I'm going to try and sneak up on them as close as I can and try and hear what they're saying.
Okay. Wait, we can get out the door? It's not locked?
It's not locked, but it's very large, so...
Oh, I'm not that strong. Never mind.
Yeah, I've been trying pushing them because I'm like,
You can fit your skull underneath. You can fit your whole body.
That's true, actually.
We stuffed with mayonnaise, I don't think that's going to feel very good.
I smell delicious.
I do.
How's Mary's acid working on the bars?
You tell me. It does 2d4 acid damage to whatever I spray with it.
Roll your damage.
We're just sitting there watching it, like...
Everybody's just watching, like, is this...
It's like watching paint dry.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, it's actually working. It's starting to melt the bars pretty good, yeah.
2d4 at each of its turns, so as long as I concentrate on the spell, it does 5 damage-ish per round. So...
Perfect.
Nice.
All right. The two of you are giggling by the door. Mary is burning acid. The rest of you are all as far away from Mary as possible. When from beyond the other side of the wall, you hear a sound, a powerful sound. Maybe.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
Nope, it's not working. You hear the sound of a powerful war horn being blown. Sand and rocks begin to kind of fall off of the wall that's up against the cage as the wall rises up, taking the cage with it. Those of you still in the cage turning around are peering out into the massive sandy arena that is on our Roll20 map.
I begin ritual casting Phantom Steed.
Okay. Okay. I'm imagining you doing like a rain dance around the cage.
I sit down and like on my knees meditate, and as I bring bones forth from the ground. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, steeds to steeds, and all that.
And all that. Klaatu Varata. Okay. So you are casting Phantom Steed. What is everyone else doing?
Hey, Tanya, what do we do?
Where am I standing? Who am I closest to?
I was closest to you last I moved, or last I was interacting with you.
Yes, yes.
What is happening? There we go.
I'm the little blue guy, right? The little blue goblin one. Okay.
Yep.
So the three closest to me.
Well, that's not me. I'm actually probably by wherever Silva is.
Nosy. All right. Come with me if you want to leave.
Here.
Oh, never heard that one before. That's what the last guy said. Look,
do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Oh, of course, Nursey trusts you. He just met you.
Trust the snake.
That seems fair.
So, I will cast Bless on the three closest to me, which is, I don't know.
So you got Zika, who's right next to you.
Oh, I don't know why I keep hitting it. Anyway.
Next closest is here, and that would be Selwyn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, it's whoever you want, because you guys are still in the cage.
Yeah. It's probably just not us two, but not me and Silva, because we're too far away. Because I think it has to be 30 feet or something.
Okay, so, Simps. And Snake Man and whoever's melting the cage.
Mary. Mary, you got all some right. Bless.
Yay, bless.
Hashtag bless.
Cast that bless. All right, and what is our next maneuver?
Back against the wall, pull my short sword out and like watch to see what's about to happen.
I'm gonna sneak in.
To an open arena?
Nope. To the
but you don't have your sword. It's gone.
Correct.
It is a silvered short sword, therefore it's magical, which means I would still have it.
Oh!
Oh, snap!
Magic!
I hide in the shadows of the entrance.
All right. Peering out into the arena and getting a little bit better of a view, you can see there is just tons of kind of rocks of various sizes, debris, piles of stones, things like that. The sand itself is pretty deep. And because of all of this stuff, while you are in the arena, it is counted as difficult terrain. So your movement speed is halved. Selwyn, being the closest to the door, because that's where your token is, you can see off to your left, standing up here atop this little seating area, is the Jarl, who's still dressed in his Greek clothing.
I am not impeded by the terrain.
Right.
All the rest, y'all. Haha. Sucks to be you.
Waterwalk?
So. Do we hear, like, what do we hear coming from there?
Well, that is a very good question. Even without rolling a perception check, you can hear the cheering and, like, the very loud din of a massive crowd. And just people are chomping at the bit, waiting for the fight to start.
All right.
Well, shit, time to die.
Yeah, I guess start walking out then with my sword. Held high.
I trot out valiantly aboard my Phantom Steed.
All right.
I'm gonna shout that into the Colosseum as I walk, like right as I enter at the door
area. Nice.
I'm guessing all the right. Purple dot one is my echo, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
That is correct.
That is correct. That's gonna be our new shout before too long.
Which one?
That is correct.
Yes.
We need to have t-shirts made with all of these sayings.
No. Yeah.
That is
correct. I can make this happen. I have a friend.
So,
a favor.
Tanya heads out into the arena. What is everyone else doing?
I am going to sneak along the top to over by the dais.
Okay, so you're going to like sneak and hug the wall?
I'm going to sneak and hug the wall.
Okay, roll
and
a...
And try and get behind the dais.
Roll a stealthy stealth.
Stealthy stealth.
Stealth.
I think stealth is...
Very nice.
Stealth is 11, so pick a faster.
Right. Okay. So you definitely stealth over to the dais there, and you see that it's approximately 50 feet high of smooth, beautiful marble.
Let's take it down.
So, Tanya, as you head out doing your, you know, battle cry, ready to fight whatever happens. Mm-hmm. The Jarl kind of stands up and puts his hands up, and the people get quiet. And thank you all for coming. Now, we are going to go ahead and have the fight and the trial. These people, they are saying that they are of Vecna, and I am not entirely convinced, so we are going to put them to the test. Are you all ready for your combat?
Where are we at this point as he's speaking? Are we all out kind of in the center?
I know Tanya has headed out. I'm not entirely sure where everybody else is.
I was trotting but you can go next ahead and... to her with Nosy on board.
Okay. So, yeah. We're just going to move you guys out just a little. Like, I don't imagine you've gone all the way out.
Yeah, just a little bit. Quick question, because you said they took everything non-magical.
Mm-hmm.
Would that include armor?
Yes.
Those bastards. My shiny breastplate. And my crowbar. No.
Would that include artificer's tools?
Yes. Yes, it does. So I'm going to ask chat real quick while we're kind of working up to this little bit. I have a couple names here. And since things are progressing just a tiny bit slower than I thought they were, we're going to modify how this story's going to go. But anybody listening in chat, if you can just throw out the first of these names that you like, that would be fantastic. There is Hexecutioner, Altros, Egret and Steer, Vade, and Hatchet.
I'm not going to lie, I wish I was Hexecutioner. That sounds so cool.
We're going to be.
You beat him, we will give you that name.
Pardon me, Jarl, it is I, the one who flew in and looked all fanciful last time that you did not believe was an agent of Vecna.
Yeah, because you're a liar.
Can I prove to you one last time that I'm an agent of Vecna, and maybe I can sit next to you?
Sika? Excuse you?
Hey. Hey.
We'll make you a deal. If you survive the trial of combats, then I will put out the word that you are friends of the entire Giants, and we will train you in our ways if you wish. Let you shop at our stores.
Are you sure you don't believe I am an agent of Vecna? And I use Abyssal Stare on him to try and prove that I am in fact an agent of Vecna. Which is a will save from him.
wisdom, I guess, because it's a translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you won by 4. I'll give you that.
I will believe you after the fight, yeah.
That's fair.
So it looks like, as you guys are kind of talking, he says to the crowd, "Now who should we send to them? Which champion should we destroy them with? I mean, allow them to fight." And the crowd begins to chant, "All Tros, all Tros," which I was kind of really, really happy that that one got chosen. So, allow me to grab a quick token for him. Coming out of this side of the arena.
Oh, he's so small.
Don't tempt the chat, they'll do it.
Yeah, they will.
Superior. It'll just make him mad.
Coming out of the complete opposite side of the arena is a very short, little 2 foot tall, almost elf looking thing. He's a halfling. He's wearing what appear to be wizard's robes and nothing more.
Nosy, is this one of your fellows?
I look at him and I do the Thor. I'm just like, yes! He's smaller than me! And we're totally gonna kick his ass!
I like the energy you bring.
So, without further adios, let's roll some initiative.
Alright.
Do
this for the God of Thunder.
Oh.
Oh.
Oopsie. Natural 1 on my initiative.
20.
There it is.
I think that means Mary is still in the cage spraying acid on these bars while
the
everything
cage
else is going
up
on
at
around
the ceiling.
Oh. Just determined.
I'm dead last.
Oh,
I'm not the only one doing it. Okay.
We have 2 1 crit blunders.
Well, wait. Christine, what's your dexterity?
Dexterity.
Still a natural 1.
I also rolled a 1 too, yeah.
There can be only 1.
But I think ties go to higher dex, so I think the
yeah,
cats
ties go to higher
yeah.
dex.
5.
I think they should cage fight for the honor of being the 1 crit blunder.
Yeah. The whole thing on pause and then fight.
Alright.
Rock, paper. Border paper,
marks, annotating everybody.
Well, by
stuff.
This time we only have like half a cage because...
She has no idea what's going on. She's like, I'm gonna get this bar spillage.
Very, very, very into it.
Hey, Barry.
Okay, so
here.
Hold on, top of the order. Nosy.
Not on this side.
No, I gotta finish this. It's a minute of concentration. I'm gonna spend a minute doing this.
Nosy, what are you doing? You are first in the combat order.
I'm looking for anything that I can hide behind.
Luckily for you, there are rocks everywhere.
Yep, I'm gonna hide by this rock right here. Or there.
You, oh boy, now you sound like you're going to be using your strong hand soon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
To that rock, please roll for me a dexterity saving throw. Very nice.
Now roll it.
As you get over next to that rock. Oh.
Yep.
1 second. I got to turn that into a drawing so I can move it. A spring-loaded spear shoots out of it towards you, and you are able to dodge out of the way before it gets you.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep. Saw that one yesterday. I knew it was there.
Catch my breath,
and cast duplicity.
No.
I imagine you say they're actually talking to yourself in
Yeah.
Yes, no, yes. And we're all like,
definitely yes.
Hello.
invoke duplicity with my tenured divinity.
Okay. And that creates a double of yourself, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm, but a little more handsome and a little more courageous.
Taller.
Okay.
No, he's short. He's shorter. I have to feel better. Mm-hmm. It's a height complex.
That other version is only like two inches taller. Okay, you know that. Purple right? dot.
Oh, the purple one. Yes. And 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Wait. 5. I'm going to move it here.
Okay.
And bonus action, hide behind this rock.
The pile of boulders there?
Yes. Well,
alrighty.
Yeah, me, not the purple one. Myself.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Perfect. Alright, sounds good. Next up would be Tanya.
Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Stroll straight ahead. Bamf my thing, my echo mm-hmm. ahead of me. So she's right next to it. Whoop, didn't want to draw that, sorry. I was
art.
I'm arting, yep. And then I will... don't have any ranged weapons, so I will, and I can't swap if I move her, I don't think. Let me double check. Where's this dude? Actually, no. Mm-hmm. Where is she? Oh, I think it's...
So,
mentally command to move 30 feet in any direction.
Nosy, tell me about this guy.
Oh, okay, so it's just a bonus action to I can swap with it.
Turn.
I'm hiding.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Nursy. Away.
Sorry, Nursy, can't come right now. Leave message, I'll get right back to you.
Okay, so I'm actually going to take the attack action, but I'm going to take it from my echo and not from myself. I can choose to do either. And I get two attacks now because I'm level 5. So short sword going at it. Rawr. Because they said this was bad, so I'm going to click on the wrong thing on my sheet. All right, here we are. A 13 and then a 24.
Oh, okay. So the 13 is a miss, and then... well, I definitely don't want to use that one because that's a nat 20. So I'm going to go ahead and dump a second one. Oh my gosh, not any better. So your second attack definitely hits, and he uses 2 of his luck points to try and alter the roll.
Wow.
Yeah, that did not work in his favor. So how much damage does he take?
It will be 12 total.
Perfect.
Whoa.
Okay.
I don't know if it matters, but it is a silvered weapon.
Not in this particular instance.
It was worth a shot.
It was.
And then, that's it.
Alrighty.
For breakfast!
For breakfast! Alright, now he is next on a 19. So... I'm trying to see, how far is it from Tyr to Tanya? How do I do the ruler thing? I forget.
It is Tyr.
Invoke ruler!
So directly in the center of that would be 20 in each direction.
Where this rock is.
Yeah. Beauty miss. So on that rock, you see he points his finger and a small little pea-sized red ball kind of shoots out. And once it gets above this rock right here, it detonates. And everybody, Tanya, Nosy's Shadow, Nosy, Zika, and Tyr, all have to roll dexterity saving throws.
No.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Mary is finally glancing over her shoulder to see what's going on outside.
Dexterity save.
Oh, yeah, Selwyn, I didn't even see you hiding up there above Zika.
Save me, friend. I am not going to survive much longer if this keeps up.
Oh, nice saving throw, Jason.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So looks like Jason and or Tyr and Tanya are going to take half damage from a fireball that detonates for 39 points of damage.
Holy hell. That would kill me.
Oh, guys, come on. Really?
Good night.
Tanya's like, I guess I'm going to win this by myself.
Good night.
8d6.
Selwyn falls asleep.
Oh, crap.
Falls over to the ground.
Selwyn, no, dang. You are the best of us.
You were the only one who got the gods to listen.
Well, wake me up, asshole.
Is his armor on the ground, and can I take it?
You won't need this.
I'm kidding.
So, quick question. We're supposed to take off all equipment and weapons, right?
Right.
Equip it just for this. Okay.
Yeah.
And then who was the one that took all the damage? It was Tyr and...
I took half. So
yeah.
I'm okay.
Tyr and Tanya took half, so they only
took full.
19, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 20, because it rounds up.
Yeah, everybody else took 39.
I like that the strong, like, well, besides Selwyn. Well, I guess Selwyn. Kind of squishy if you went down. How many hit points do you have?
How many did we get hit with?
Oh no!
I am at zero.
If it's any consolation, I'm at one.
Oh my goodness. Next up is Zika. Sorry. I guess I should have announced that.
Oh, gotcha. That makes some sense then. Well, this new information coming forward to me is not great, for sure. Let's see. I am going to ride my wonderful steed about here. About midway through between me and he. And I am going to do the only thing that makes any semblance of sense. Sorry, one more up. And let's do here, actually. And then I am going to shout at him and say, "Hey, you, look at me! Look at me!" And then I will use Abyssal Stare on him, so we'll save from this guy now.
So he uses his wizard school of divinity, which is potency, and he is replacing whatever he would roll with a natural 20.
Interesting. Well, in that case, I am saddened by this, and I am going to use my wand of magic missiles.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Which I don't have pulled up in front of me, so if you want to go to the...
3d4 plus 3.
Yep.
Yes, but I don't know how many I can actually use.
It usually has, I think, 10 charges, and each additional charge, I believe, adds one missile.
Yeah. Let's go with that for now.
7 charges. Thank you very much.
You're gonna. Okay. All right. Go for it.
I am going to dump 6 charges into this bad boy.
All right. So 94 plus 9.
All right.
Which all fire unerringly towards their target.
Pew pew pew.
94 plus 9. Eat this, you sad sack of wizardry. crap!
Oh,
28
gosh.
Damage. Teach you to not look at me the way I want to.
Yeah, he's like, and he takes a knee, but he is still alive, still awake. Next up would be Selwyn's turn. But nobody has given him any kind of health.
I went before him.
So we're gonna skip right over that for a second. You're not actively dying though, right? You're at zero.
I am exactly at zero.
Perfect. Okay. Just want to make sure we weren't
not another fireball.
Well, I didn't want you to have to start rolling death saving throws because that would be miserable. So next up on our docket would be Tyr. Who is singed and kind of smoking.
I want to hide in the shadows.
Of what? Your paladin's body?
He pulls you over like a blanket.
If you really want to, like, go roll a stealth check. Let's see how this works.
I want to fight both. Swinging.
Do it. Hey, there's a spear on the ground that just shot out of a rock.
I mean, wrong. You also have a magical hand.
I will pick up the spear with my magical hand and heave it at his face. I don't know how to do that, though.
You are going to roll a ranged attack. Since you are proficient with javelins, we're going to go that route.
I think he's still within regular range to not have disadvantage, right?
Right.
Because it would be up to 60 feet, I believe. And he'll be like 55. So you shuffle up.
I was just reading.
Chop the spear.
Reading all the stuff your hand does. All right, yep. So you're going to roll a d20 plus your. Or actually, on your sheet, it says plus 7. So go ahead and roll d20 plus 7.
Ooh.
As you yeet the spear trap javelin across the arena.
Taking the rock with it.
Whoosh. Right. Oh, no. 14. The spear lands right at his feet. I mean, to the point where he jumps back.
Going to strike him in the face and then the chain that it's hooked to.
Yeah, the chain.
Stops it. One centimeter from his face. The vibration.
Did you throw it with the rock attached, or did you break it off?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I think rock attached for sure.
Yeah.
You just walked across.
So, Chad, I'm gonna need a roll from you.
Uh-oh.
While this is going on,
my eyeballs were singed. I don't know what I was doing.
Right, chat roll. But while we're waiting for that roll, next is Mary and Silva.
I think Silva goes first, being the higher dex character.
Oh, hold on, time out. We got our roll from chat, which was 13. So. The spear lands in the ground, the rock kind of continues carrying its weight, and even though this 2-foot halfling tries to jump back, it essentially turned into like a maul that was stuck in the ground and just slams down on top of him. And that's what the 13 gave us. So he is going
to... You are correct!
He is at, I'm going to tell you right now, he is at 2 hit points. And this is going to deal 1d8 damage.
Roll well. Maximum.
8. Maximum points of damage. So as Mary and Silva are preparing to take their actions in combat, all of this is going on kind of simultaneously, and that rock straight pulverizes this halfling. I mean... Like,
you are welcome.
Arms and legs stick out as his face is just mashed into the sand.
That's funny.
For breakfast!
Brutally murdered. Everybody
not murdered, but
gets 450 experience points.
Who are you? Wait, are you our game master actually giving out experience?
I know. Yeah. Weird, huh?
So I think at this point is when Mary finally walks out of the cage to survey the flaming wreckage. You're like, what did I miss? What happened?
So after that feat of strong hand amazingness, the Jarl is like on his feet, arms on the railing, leaning over. You truly are of the Vecna?
I cast Animate Dead on the corpse of Wizard Boy.
Oh, no.
He is now my thrall. My best friend, besides Nosy here.
Hey!
Harkel?
I'm not dead over here.
So, it takes a little... Like, the body kind of wiggles as it's animating and pulls its head out from underneath. Ooh. It's got like a two-dimensional head that just kind of flops around as the body moves.
Come here, Floppy. That is what I named my zombie. Floppy, get over here.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. And nobody, like, nobody has an issue with this? Like,
I've eaten worse. It's not gonna hurt me, right?
No, he's mine now. It's my pet.
It's my pet.
Okay.
Where is Zika?
What was the last pet you had? That snake?
Pidge?
Pidge. I ate it. Sorry, I was really hungry.
No, Pidge died gloriously in battle.
He did. He died saving all of us.
I didn't eat anybody's pet. Just, you know, just throwing that. Yeah, asking for a friend.
Although, there was no body, so take that for what it's worth.
He could still be alive out there, all alone.
So Nosy will immediately run over to the corpse, and recently animated corpse, and while it's bobbing around, just start picking its pockets. And,
Roll a quick sleight of hand.
Yep.
I climb up onto the top of the dais, the little fabric covering the whatever curtain it is.
The what with the who now? Oh, the tent cover? Okay.
Yes, because I'm very curious as to what's going on. And I don't know if I can use any kind of persuasion if it needs to happen, but I'm hedging my bets.
Okay.
Because this may or may not be an incredibly stupid idea. It's either stupid or absolutely brilliant.
Right. So, Nosy, you do manage to dig around in his pockets, but unfortunately, he's not carrying any kind of currency on him.
Chat just said his pocket is full of bees.
Oh.
And here's Henry Winkler, covered in bees!
Oh my gosh. Besides, your friend is only mostly dead.
I'll go over and I'll check on our friend Selwyn, who's passed out.
Mary's also there. We go. Selwyn.
Maybe looking at his sword.
Mourning the loss of Selwyn. He was a good paladin.
All right, Mary is going to yell at Selwyn and kick him. And wait, say, hey, wake up.
We should let the zombie wake him up.
It would Where be are you kicking funny. Him?
I'm kicking him in the ribs. That's a somatic component to cast Cure Wounds on him.
Oh, my gosh.
That is brilliant.
That's amazing.
So, Selwyn, you come back to the land of the waking with 8 hit points, and your ribs kind of hurt a little bit.
Oh, shit. Who let Mary wake me up?
Just be glad you're awake.
I would do it if I could, but, you know.
Tanya, 4 more hit points if I have my...
Get away from the fort.
I didn't touch it. I just looked at it.
Yeah, it told me. I mean,
Selwyn,
I just
look.
Knew.
Mm-hmm.
Selwyn, we adopted a zombie.
Yeah, we got a friend now.
He's so handsome.
I'm gonna give you control of the zombie.
Perfect, because I plan on waking up every day at 6 a.m. and recasting Animate Dead until he dies, and then I'll find another pet. He's like a fish.
There you go. You now have control of the zombie.
If he's moving, I'm pouncing down to that same lower area and just sort of hiding in the shadows underneath.
Can Nersey?
I don't.
Can Nersey?
Oh, there he is. Okay. think you'll.
Do you mind if Nerzy has him after he no longer your pet?
By all means. I mean, it's going to be a while. He could be here much longer.
I turn over to Statham.
I make really good halfling jerky.
I bet you do. Oh, keep boy. It to yourself.
Just grab a piece of his skin. He doesn't need it anymore. He can't feel.
So the Jarl comes down off of his little podium pedestal thing and kind of heads over to all of you. Not menacingly, he's just kind of walking over.
Zarn's out my big sword.
Please, you must understand, we've had many people come through trying to tell us that they were Vecna and they're agents of Vecna, and they're taking advantage of us, especially those little short people across the river.
Hey! Oh, right. I'm far away from it.
But you have proven to be powerful champions, and we would very much like to have relations and be friends.
Tyr, this one's all yours. Have fun. Kitty's gonna sit this one out.
He's spraying breath spray.
Relations are my specialty. I want to ask what they have to offer for us.
I've got mayonnaise left if you want any. Looks great.
This is cat covered in mayonnaise walks up.
That's right.
Well, you see, we can teach you how to use the giant weapons. We can also teach you the ice magic.
Mm-hmm.
We have very skilled armor smiths.
Ooh, smiths.
Oh, yes, okay. Giant forges.
I basically, like, push him out and say, go on.
Can we get our own weapons back first?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Or better armor.
Okay. Or better ones would be great.
Whatever we can
better,
get.
Here, come on, better. We can get better. I can learn to make better.
Do it, too.
I mean, Mary can make it better.
Is this all free? Do we just have, like...
Yeah, what is in it? Like, what do we have to give for
right,
this?
Marching orders, Tyr, do it.
He already said, my lord, you're going to have relations with the giants.
Yeah. Been there, done that. It's,
But have you done it with two hands?
And have you done it with
mayonnaise? Changes the experience.
I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
Family show.
Take us to... yes, I agree with all of it then. Yes, lead on.
So we have many more
prostituted tier.
We have many more odd jobs that if you want to do, we can get you monies, and also we can increase your standing with the community, and you will get cheaper prices and learn more things if you do more missions for us.
Okay, make it so.
Sounds good.
Cat ears are up. Okay.
Let me out of here.
Can we eat him?
I'm hungry. Can I eat him?
We don't want to eat him. I kind of like the little dude.
Well,
he is sick and
dead. But what is he doing for
with an apple in his mouth,
he made a double of himself. Like I can do. It's kind
of
cool.
Okay, that's
two of him.
Can I eat the double?
I kind of like him, my lord. And
all right,
and
all right. Check your you
shirt.
Can.
If you read his shirt, it's not for breakfast.
As I remember, Nosy saved us during that fight.
Okay, you're right, he did.
Yeah!
Fine.
Totally saved you.
Nosy, you got to lie better than that if you're going to
I'm
hang out with
I'm raising my eyebrow, I'm doing the thing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
raising my eyebrow. While you all are kind of hashing this out and, you know, okay, we're going to do it, you hear from beyond the arena this time a different sounding war horn And the Jarl turns immediately towards the sound. And he has kind of like a panic look on his face.
Hey, good guy.
Is that me?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's coming.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Back of the cage.
You say, what is it?
The Remoraz. It comes. It's
the what?
The Frostworm.
Oh, shit.
Ugh.
What the hell is it?
Send out Nosy.
For breakfast.
Pretty
Let's
cool.
go.
No, it is terrible. It's made of ice, but yet its body is so hot it burns to the touch.
How big is it?
Conveniently, as soon as you say that, mm-hmm. bursting through the wall of the arena is the Remoraz.
Oh,
yes, we might be hosed.
Oh. You had to ask, didn't you?
Well, no.
You just had to.
Does anybody remember that one time when somebody said, what are they protecting against?
That would be me.
Yeah.
The big giants with the troops of big giants.
Yup.
I mean, I play Neverwinter, so I know what Mama looks like, but wasn't expecting Mama.
So, yeah, this is a massive gargantuan worm that appears to be made of ice and snow with a fiery lava stripe down its back. It is propelled forward by dozens upon dozens of legs, and it has a pincer on its tail, blasting its way into the
physics.
Blasting its way into the arena, it seems to have its sights completely focused on the Jarl.
Get him!
Guys, he hasn't made our status a decree yet.
Indeed. Yeah,
we're not on any side right now.
No, but I mean, if he dies, then we have no claim to fame here.
I am going... Can I cast something real quick?
Yeah, well, you can do that. What do you want to cast?
Nerzy is going to cast Mass Healing Word on the entire party.
Okay. Oh, wonderfully.
Nerzy, okay. You are the best of us, for sure.
But I don't think...
I take back everything I said.
Nerzy, you are the worst of us, for sure.
I don't know if I did it right.
I don't think you did it right. You all get 4 hit points. Good job.
No,
like, here's your Hello Kitty Band-Aid.
That's where my Band-Aids went. Oh my goodness. Why are you stealing from the rogue?
1d4 plus... Is that accurate? 1d4 plus...
So it's 6 points for everybody.
Oh, okay. That's way better. So with everybody... being at full health ish. Sorry, Selwyn. Six.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty large spell.
1d4 plus spellcasting modifier.
Okay, just level. Making sure I'm hearing like there's not like a 20 in front of it or something.
Nerzy don't know that one.
Now, staring face to face with the Remoraz, the Jarl, completely quaking and shaking in his boots, who is actually frightened at this moment and is unable to take action. Nosy doing his absolute best. Good job, Bulbasaur. That's where we're going to end it this time. We're going to wrap it up right here.
Oh, we're not going to have to fight.
Oh, no.
No.
Cure some wounds on me before the next game.
Yeah, you have time to do that. There you go. Now that's how you heal.
If you need more healing, I can kick you again.
I'll kick the
kick
other side.
Hard.
Hey, Mary, if you kick him, if you kick him, I want to watch it. I'll give you money.
This is a win-win situation.
I kick dirt all over the cat who's covered in bandages.
Oh, you do not.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have
no.
seen you sleep, Mister, and I know what you do.
Get that cat a bath. So thank you to the players who, you know, just toughed this out and hung out and, you know, really did their best against Ultros. That was a very college try. I'm glad that he was able to get murdered so nicely.
Cleanly.
Thank you, chat, for, you know, tuning in, listening to us, laughing along. Ms. Gloom, thank you very much. You are awesome. We appreciated everything. And yes, it is time for second breakfast. Solana Zero, thank you so much for the role. That, you know, everything that happens couldn't have happened without you. So thank you all Solana. Very much.
Thank you yeah. so much. You guys are amazing.
Now, if only somebody could use some points to make this monster grow, my heart would swell three times that day.
I'm going to make my my backup character between now and session.
I've been there with you doing that, Ray.
I warned you guys.
You did that to me in a game, Ray.
I also gave you a genie in a game, so... I'm certifiably insane, but thank you all very much, and I think we're going to hang out and chat for just a little bit, are we? Yep, I'm not sure.
We'll cue the outro video and come back in one moment.
We'll see you in a minute.
See y'all later!
Yeah!
In a world void of normal magic, an evil wizard named Endarin laid claim to the kingdom of Saldoros, forcing the people to serve his whim. But a group of bumbling idiots... What? Oh, I mean heroes, struggle to oppose him. Have you ever wondered if everything you knew relied on a die roll? And what if that die roll was just awful? This is one